and then Yoni Loshin over here, Shahar and so on. I want to learn up Nakuda. You know, we think of Lashon Hara as being just an Aveira, and it's completely an Isser, it's a Loisase type of thing. And but Chazal have a whole new dimension in it, and so try to learn it up. Dovach, it's a Chazal over here. Medish. Zoyste a Teres HaMetzer. Hador Echsiv Miho Isha Kofitz Chayev. Maise Berechel Echad Shoye Machzi Bayarish Rezmuchzi Pairi. There was a the peddler that was going around the city's Netzi Pairit. Vayemachis Vayeme Manboy LeMizman Samchayev. And he was going around and asking who wants to buy Samchayim, which means an elixir of life. Oitkanale, so people crowded around. Rabbi Yana Abi Yosef was Pashab Dokline. Rabbi Yana was sitting and learning in his hall. Shame the Machis Manboy Samchayim. So he heard somebody yelling out, who wants to buy Samchayim? Amale Tos Sak Lahocha. Come here. Zavundi. I want to buy it. Amale Lav Ansorich Levlodikavas. You don't need it. Achachalei, so he begged him. Solokagabe Hoytsoy Sefer Tilim, he took out Sefer Tilim. Herle Posik Miyesha Chavetz Chaim. And he showed him the Posik Miyesha Chavetz Chaim. Maikse Basay Nitzel Shain Chameiro, Sumira Basay Toy. Amar Rav Yana Kol Yama Yisri Kuriya Posik Azer. I read the Posik all my life, I learned it. Lisi Yadeh Heichon Upashit. I didn't begin to understand how Poshit it is. Achebo Reichel Zev Vaydiya Miyah Isha Chavetz Chaim. Until this Reichel came and told me. Lefikach Moshe Mazes Yisrael Vaymlem Zoystiya Teres HaMetzera Teres HaMetzi Shem Ram. So the whole mice over here, the whole Sipa Dvarim is a very strange Sipa Dvarim. Chazal say it in one or two other places similar to it, but the whole mice is a very modern mice. First of all, Sachakol, bottom line of Chazal, what are Chazal being Moshe over here? I mean, bottom line is that he said Miyesha Chavetz Chayim of Yom HaStoyf. That's the bottom. After the whole mice is finished, there's nothing here to tell me more than and the Mele Chazal tied back to the parasha. That's Teres HaMetzera. Fikach Moshe Mazi Sotazer. I mean, what was Nisgal over here that you don't have in the parasha? And Sahakal, yes, it was a very nice way to get the message across. It was a very interesting mahalach. But there's no chiddush lechur. There's no chiddush in the etzem dvar. Another nekuda, and a lot of small nekudas as you go along here. But one thing that strikes you is the word a reichel is a negative term. It says like selach rochel. The Torah asks rechilus and bale lashon hara called reichel. It's interesting that the one that came around selling was a reichel. That's ma'ase bereichel echad she'machzeh bayaris. The Chazal called him a reichel. It says in some of his forum that he was a bale lashon hara who did tshuva and he was telling everybody what to do good. But it's interesting that the person who Chazal picked to be the one who was the who spread the word is called a reichel. So bal korchach, it's the pshat that it's the same kriyach rechilus letoiv rather than lera. Chazal also, Rashi says that the word rochel, next week's parasha, l'selach rochel, the word rochel comes from the word regel, like roigel and reichel are very similar roots, Rashi says, because it's the teva of the people that are Bali Lashon Hara, that they go from place to place to snoop out, see what's doing, and that's why he's called a Reichel. It's true that in order to be able to be a good Bali Lashon Hara, you need to have a lot of information. A handy intelligence network is good for it. But that's only a Chetimtz. I mean, bottom line is, he's a Bali Lashon. He's somebody who tells things, who says things. Why call him Al-Shem Araglayim? It's just like doing an Aveira. If a person wants it chazi, he has to kill an animal. So it doesn't go Basa Yadayim. It goes Basa Deika Pula, which is the Peh. Over here also. I mean, it's true that somebody who's a Baal Lashon Hara needs to snoop around to see what's doing by people. But the Ika Pula is a Pula of Dibur. And why did Torah call him Reichel? The Gemara says over here in Avodah Zarah, very similar Maisa. The Gemara brings over here somebody was going around and saying whoever wants it and so on. So the Gemara says, I would think Yochol Yisgara B'Sheina. I would think that the person can just go and sleep. So the Gemara says, no, that it says Asei Toiv, that the person has to go and learn. So it's, I mean, what would be the Havamina that there would be chios just in being noitzel l'shoinei? Like every issa, I mean, take the biggest issa in the world. Definitely, if a person is oisik in mitzicha or narayas or avodah zarah, the person is definitely doing something terrible. He's a chayv misa, it's karis, whatever you want to call it. But no one will say that it's enough not to kill people. No one will say it's enough not to be balarayas and go to sleep afterwards. Certainly, everybody understands that it means you have to do something good. Over here, it says kilu yochla. I would think is gar b'sheina, that the person could just be should just go to sleep. So it says no. The pasuk fair zois asay toiv. Where's there a havamin over here and faker? And then it says he should be oisik b'teira. Yeah, do everything else. I mean, the other half of it is that Asei Toiv is everything. Go and do whatever you're supposed to do. The havamin of just keeping away from an iser is hard to understand. And then he tells me, so go learn Torah. But say, do everything else. Be mekayim all the mitzvahs. By states that one is ki'ilu, one is the opposite of the other be'etzim. It's the same pu'ula in the reverse way. One more on the Lashon Chazal here. He says, man boy sam chayim. Let's take a mushel. A person can be doing something to harm himself, and then a person also needs positive things to give him chiyus. Lashon Hara is a bad thing. It's poison. It's something that kills a person. So why is it called a sam chayim? It should be called somebody who wants to know how to prevent himself from killing himself. He should say in the Tzor L'Shoyin Chemira. He calls it a sam chayim, and it's hard to understand what the where's the sam chayim shabbat. It's a prevention of a sam mavis. So we have to be misbein a little bit in the inyan and try to understand it in the oimek of the inyani lashon especially. We always speak about it in a certain aspect. I'd like to approach it from a little bit of a different perspective. It says in the pasuk, "Achayim v'amavis b'yad haLashon," that Chayim and Mavis are both in the hands of the Lashon. In the Koyach HaPeh, in the Koyach HaDibur, you have Chayim and Mavis. It's a pasuk. It's not just a melitza that a person can do terrible things or do great things. The pasuk is being mechaven to a specific nekuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam with vayipach ba'apov, with a ma'isa of neficha. The ma'isa that he created Adam with, the kli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a peh, kaviyochol. Neficha is done with the mouth, so it stands to reason that if a person is betzel malakim, then this whatever klap ishmaya, if Yad Hashem is megala the gvuras of Hashem, then the Yad Adam is megala the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's monach tefillin l'roish and like our tefillin l'roish, there's a parallel in the tzel malakim. There's a parallel in whatever kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses as a kli for pa'ulis in this world. Adam uses also as the same kli, where Betzalel Malakim and the same Maisim. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechaya Adam B'Pfiv Yisborach, if the Koyach Chiyus lays in the Peh, then the Koyach Chiyus in Adam also lays in his Peh. And physically, you could be physically a person is Mechaya by breathing into another person. The person who's breathing stopped, you resuscitate him with the mouth. But everybody understands that on a deeper nekuda, it's the koyach hadibur. The koyach hadibur is a specific koyach of the peh in terms of output. So kaviyochol, Just like by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach of being mechaya is through the peh, the koyach of Adam's chiyus lies, being mechaya something else, lies in the mouth. I want to try to understand the oimek of what it means to give chiyus to something else. Let's take a look at the way things are graded from not living to living. You have a doimim, you have a tzemeach, you have a chai and you have a medaber. The chai is called in the lashon of the later svarim, in the lashon of the early rishonim, chai is parallel to misnoea, something that has movement in it. And if you think about it, the gradation from inanimate to Adam goes in living. In other words, a domain is something which is, it can't move at all. It stays in one place unless something acts out of it. A tzemeach moves, but within a limited radius. It's tied to the ground, but it begins to move out. It bends towards the light. It grows out. So there's a certain element of tenua, a certain element of movement, internal movement from the plant. A bal chayim is completely locomotive. It can go all over wherever it wants. And Adam, as a medaber, we still have, it should be a step further along it. Seichel says that just like the clear hevdel between Deimeim and Samech and a Chai is called Misno'ea, the one that's capable of movement, Adam should also be someone that's capable of movement. And if Adam is called a Medaba, and like we've repeated endlessly, the Unklis that Nefesh Chai is Ruach Mimala, so in Koyach HaDibur has to lie in a Pneumis to go out in the Koyach HaTnua. And we have to be magdir it. As a siyata or as pashat as another makom, a person who is a domain, the word domain meaning inanimate also means specifically someone that's quiet. In other words, the hefech of koyach hadibur is dumama. So the hefech of koyach hadibur is doim. So obviously koyach hadibur is the furthest from dumama. It's true. It's sai mitzad in the word doim versus chai. It's also true mitzad adam chai that's doim. So that means koyach hadibur is the opposite of that which stands still. There's tnuah in koyach hadibur, and where is the tnuah in koyach hadibur? What's the pshat in the tnuah in the koyach hadibur? So the tnuah in koyach hadibur expresses itself in two oifanim, and one is a deeper oifan than the other. One is whatever a person's machshavas and seichel and havanis and tfisis are his own. They're there. They don't move. A person's machshavas don't move from his head. They're there, and that's it. His feelings, his machshavas, everything that's pnimius of a person, everything of his neshama sits there and doesn't go anyplace. Koyach hadibur allows my havana, my seichel, my hagosha, my tfisa to travel out, to be mispashit. It gives the koyach hatnua to things that can't move in the world. So koyach hadibur is the ability for my neshama to move out in the world. That is one hagdara of where medaba is koyach hatnua on the most intimate of levels, whereas the tnu of a bal chai is on the goof of the bal chai, the tnu of Adam lies on the pnimius of the Adam. That is one dagger, that's definitely shuter shul dvar. There's a deeper knage to it. Let's say a person sees something. A person knows that this is a glass of milk. I don't particularly, in other words, I know what it is. I don't care for it. Koyach hadibur, I can sit down and say, it's healthy for you, it's good for you, it'll give you vitamins, it'll give you minerals, and so on and so forth. Koyach hadibur can take other chafetzim in the world and bring them to the person. as it stands in itself, every chayfetz is for itself. Koyach ha-dibur takes things and brings them to the person. It brings everything. It's mekarev things el liboy shalodam. La liboy el sichloy. Koyach ha-dibur takes things that are flat, that don't have any metzias, and brings them to the person. The metzias doesn't talk to the person, it brings it to the person. There's a chassidus shavart, but Molly Emes, that's from the Chayzer. Somebody wants to ask the Chayzer, what does a person need a Rebbe for? If everything's written as far, you can get everything in a sefer. So he said, Melitzedek, chassidus Melitzedek, but the Teichen, I mean, it says, Vaidea vadecha neviim kosov lemer. So it's a common phrase that's said over whenever you're introducing a phrase from Navi in the Tefillah. It's Vayedeh Avadecha Nevi'im Kosu Leimah. So he said, Vayedeh Avadecha, through the Avdei Hashem, that's the Rebbeim, the and so on, HaNevi'im Kosu, written Nevi'im, Leimah begin to speak. In other words, the Koyach HaDibur allows something to talk to you. It's in the Sefer, but the Sefer has nothing to do with me. The Sefer is there, and I'm here, and Seder, it's not... To bring it to be, to mekarev advarim al alev, to mekarev al seichel, to give it the koyach of moving towards a person, or a person moving towards it, that lies in koyach hadibur. So the Mtzinu lemeidim that the achayim v'amoves b'yad alashim means that the koyach achius in the Torah, the koyach achius in the Bria is the ability for things to move out beyond themselves. On the Pnimistika Oifan, the most Pnimistika Oifan, Chiyus is ranked in the order of which something can go past its own Netzias. And on three levels, it's simple. A daimim can't go past its own Netzias, a rock stands where it is. A plant can go past just where it's planted. It flowers out, it bends, it moves, it has Tenua B'miktas. A Balchai has complete Tenua, complete freedom. And Suras Adam has the koyach of giving tenua to everything in the Bria. Everything in the Bria goes somewhere through the koyach adiba. Koyach adiba is what gives it its koyach. Let's try to understand a minute the difference between a rochel and a moicha. And it's niflois how Chazal, I mean, how much teichen Chazal put into every little. Every little period of the mashal. A person who is, if let's say a person needs to eat bread, a person gets hungry, so he goes looking for a store for a bakery. So the person goes and looks for a bakery to get bread. So a store where people come to the store is the pshat. I need the object. It's very clear to me. I need it. I'm hungry. So I go down to the store and I get bread, I go to the water carrier and I buy water. And that's why they don't need to advertise terribly. It's not terribly important to bring the message to me, I come to it. So a store is a metzias where I feel the chisarin and I go looking to be mal my chisarin. The store just has to stack it. A peddler comes to me. A peddler has schayra that I don't. If I would sit in my home, I would never think that I need whatever is he selling, the cufflinks he's selling. He comes to me and says, you know, how important it's for you, and how nice it is, and how good it is, and so on and so forth. The reichel brings it to me, not only physically, but teichendik. The reichel is somebody who needs, because there are chafetz in the world, I don't need a cufflink. But when he comes to me, he brings it, he's mekarev the dava, how important it is, so on and so forth, and brings it to me. And obviously it means that anything that needs to be advertised. We're not talking about whether it comes to me, I come to it. The word is, does it have to be brought to me, or do I come to it? Those things that I come to it, that belongs to the world of chanuyos. That's not a reichel. Those things that have to be brought to me are reichel. It's called a reichel is someone that peddles, means he gives the koyach hatnua, the things in the Bria. Nobody needed a diamond. He brought the diamond to me, in not only physically but teichendik. That's a reichel. So the bria of a reichel and the bria is those things that are be'etzem needed, with that the need is clear mitzad the etzem bria so adam. That's not a reichel. That's a chanutz, and it's a bala chanutz. Those things that the metzias is not yet come out, the metzias is not clear yet. Somebody is able to bring it to me, to bring the metzias to me. That's the reichel. And that's why Rashi says the word reichel comes from the word regel, because the regel is something that it gives locomotion to ideas, to things, and to so on. That is the definition of a reichel. Let's go to the Issa Lashon Hara and understand the Koyach HaDibah and Issa Lashon Hara. The Koyach HaDibah is the pshat that Adam, when a person talks about something, then the person is not a machine. He's not telling facts. The person is giving chiyus to the dvarim that he's telling me. If the person the saying it, if two people saw something, if two people saw Yaakov stealing, that's one event. And when they talk about it, one guy says, you know, Yaakov just stole this. It gives it something more. But we both saw it. You're not adding facts. What are you adding? There's a lashon in the Gemara says in Shavuos and Masechta Sanhedrin that you're not allowed to tell Dayan anything when the other Baldov is not there. So the Gemara says Milayin Shlo Yatim Baldov Adam Bifnei Dayan Shloy Bifnei Baldvaray Shnei Mitvar Sheket Tircha. The word is hat'amas tvarim. In other words, saying something it gives it a chiyus. If an event happens and nobody talks about it, the event dries out. People forget about it. It doesn't have its full meaning. Its meaning is its face value. If Yaakov stole a wallet, so when I see it, the only thing is, I have to make sure I check my wallet. I have to make sure to if I talk about it, so then it takes on a life of its own. So Yaakov has to be ostracized, and Yaakov has to be this, and Yaakov is chosh on that. There's something in the Koyach HaDibur where the thing begins to get a momentum of its own. The Metzias doesn't stay frozen by Sherusham. It takes on feet, and it goes someplace. That is the Koyach of Rechilos, of Lashon. So Koyach HaLashon is the oimek of the Koyaches. It's the Koyach in Adam of being Mechaya things. In other words, everything in the world is inanimate. That's potential. It's a rack. Everything in the world except for Adam, mitzad its pnimius, is a stone. A person can take the stone and move it to some place and put it in place or not. The what's needed to take the stone and to put it in its place is the Adam to be the raglaim of it. On a pnimistic oifin, koyach hadibur is the koyach of Adam to take things and to put it in its place. That is, and to give it its meaning, and that's its chiyus. The chiyus of a ma'isa is the diburim shabbat. There's a marshal here that Chazal bring here also. I think it's Tanchuma that marshal. Somebody had two coals. And coals that were not, they were warm, but they were not on fire. If you blow on it, it bursts into flames. You spit on it, it goes cold. In other words, the koyach of turning potential spark into chiyus, that's the koyach haper. Koyach haper is the koyach vayipach ba'apo. So let's understand the mahalach of Balei Lashon Hara. The koyach, it's not the pshat only that Lashon Hara is the chiyus of something in the bria. It's the misa of something in the bria, and it's not there. You have to keep away from. It's much more oimek than that. Every maisa waits for the dibur ha'adam to give it its metzias and its chiyus. And depending on which ma'isa of the person, a person gets upset, angry, screams. So the same event, a person can say, oh, you know, when he's tired, it's hard for him to deal with the stress. Or I could say he's a Rasha Marusha, but keeps it in himself. Whichever one I said, that's the chiyus that the Maisa gets. L'toiv or l'ra, the chiyus of the Maisa comes through the Hagdara that the Peh gave. When we talk about isolated events, so Mavis and Chaim are you know, he harmed this person, he killed this person by saying bad about him, or he did good to this person by saying good. When you're talking in a klolistika oifin, of Baal Lashon Hara, it's the pshat, the koyach, everything in the world is neutral. It's not living, it's not dead. It takes a person to give it chiyus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person the koyach ha-chiyus to give things its chiyus. So when a person says, ah, it's nice to see you, the other person blossoms. It gives him a chiyus. A person who's a chronic Baal Lashon Hara is the pshat, if he's cynical, then he kills the Bria, not only because he killed it. There's no mocking for Chaim. Nobody's good. Everybody's doing it for an angle of his own. Everybody has an agenda. Everything is fake. Everything is wrong. It's not only the pshat that he did a pegi in something, but he took away the chetimza to give any chias to the Bria. He's no way to saying, like the Gemara says, that a badoy, that somebody's a lie, even when he tells the truth, you don't believe him. A Baal Lashon Hara, even when he says nice about something, it's cynical. There is no way for him to be able to say something good about something. He's taken away the koyach achiyas from the Bria. So besides a particular damage, the person who's even calling Baal Lashon Hara no longer has the koyach achiyas. That's the pshat in the Chazal over here. First of all, let's take the other Chazal, Avodah Zarah. The havamina that a person is, that a person could just be nimna from Lashon Hara, and that itself is good, is because even klali, the person has a koyach, there's a positive koyach in the peh. And a person would say that once I learn to speak well of something, that itself is the koyach achiyus. Kamash v'lon, no. Divrei Torah specifically give everything its chiyus, because the diburim and so on, I don't want to be mayach, it needs its own hesped, but akapanim, divrei Torah, the opposite, it says, divrei chacham amar peloshin, Torah gives everything its chiyus because it's diburim. Torah more than anything else is diburim. Mitzvahs amaisim, Torah is the hagdor of everything, the tefisa of everything lies in Torah, and that's why it's divrei Torah, lastly, but divrei Torah, the ikar chiyuv is bepeh. So Chazal is saying, there's a havamina to think that in Lashon Hara, a person, as long as he's nimah Lashon Hara, you can still give it a koyach achiyas, because be'etzim a person is mechayev b'piv. So Chazal say, no. The shleimus lies, and that's why they pick Torah. If you have to do all tag mitzvahs, and without all tag mitzvahs, it's not doing good, and so on and so forth. But if you're talking about the zeluma zeh, if you're talking about the koyach achiyas of the peh, that lies specifically in Torah. Because Torah is first and foremost the dvarim that describe everything around. Let's go back to the Chazal and we'll see. We'll be oimed on the oimik of what they were saying here. The person that was going around was the Reichel. The pshat is there was nothing new in Miyisha Chafetz Chaim. I mean, like you said, it's a kapil tilam that you say it once a week, you know, more or whatever. What was he doing over here? He was bringing the pasuk to the people. I mean, the Baal HaMusik described that he showed a tactic by asking people Misha Chafetz Chaim and so on and so forth. It was a tactic to get people enticed and eager to listen, and they came running to him. But the oimik of that means he was a rochel. He was a rochel, and it was the oimik of toivin rechilus. The ran rechilus is where I bring something bad to you, and I arouse the ra in something, and say, oh, you know, you think you have good friends. There's somebody stabbing me behind your back. and I, you know, and if you would only know what he said, so on and so forth. And then mi hu zeh veizeh hu, and who's this Rasha? That's the koyach of rechilus yetzirah, where I take an event and that stands by itself, and I bring it home to you. The koyach of toivin rechilus, that this Rachel went around, pshat was, everybody knew the pasuk, but the pasuk didn't talk to anybody. It wasn't speaking to anybody. When he said it, it was the kos of lema. He said, "Rabbi Sai, there's a chetimtza fechius." So he gave, he brought the pasuk to the people. He was the reichel be'etzim. He was the koyach rechilus of toiv. And he said, "Mi yishachav." The pasuk is, he called it Sama de Chaya, because the pshat was, he's not telling you to be an avera is bad. Every avera is a pgam. It's Sama Mavis. The melitza for averas is always Sama Mavis. And an avera of paraphis kills one part of the neshama, and an avera of Shabbos kills another part of the neshama. Every part kills something. No, that's not the hair of Diburim. The hair of Diburim is Mia Isha Chafetz Chayim. In other words, the Sheresh of Chiyus lies in the Dibur. The Sheresh of Chiyus, it's the Koyach HaMechaya and the Bria. He's not saying who wants to prevent himself from dying. He called it Sama de Chaya on the Pasuk. Mia Isha Chafetz Chayim, that's a way to be Nimna. He's not saying what to prevent that you shouldn't die. He's saying that being nimna from lashon hara is a positive koyach of being mechaya things, of giving chiyus to something. It's the pasuk says miyisha chafetz chayim, the tzol shayin chamiro, and he said man boy sama de chayim. That was his diuk in the pasuk, and that's what he was selling. And the oisfer of it was that he said, he said, I knew this pasuk all along, but I didn't know ad heichon pashat advarim. In other words, he said, I myself didn't dehear where I didn't dehear the pasuk. I knew the pasuk kol yomai, but I didn't dehear the pasuk. That was what Chazal is saying over here. So let's try to bring it down, I guess, in its broader sense to us. Everything in the Bria has potential. So when we think of it in terms of usage, that's easier. The oil of behema you could use for tefillin, or could use it for something else, or davar rishus, or for something bad. Food can be used to eat to get koyach for Kadosh Baruch Hu. It can be used to be malatayvis. It can be used to do averis. That type of potential and not potential, we understand. In Olam HaMaisa, you understand. But Olam HaMaisa is not Mavdil Adam from Bal Chayim. Bal Chayim is Masasik in Olam HaMaisa. And all the and except that we do it with mitzvahs and so on and so forth, Olam HaMaisa is not yet the full koyach of Adam. The full koyach of Adam lies in koyach HaDibur. The ultimate tnua, the ultimate ability of Adam to be Mechaya the world. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Meimis and Mechaya, Adam is Meimis and Mechaya. The ultimate koyach of Tzelem Elikim is to be mechaya things. We do it with Peri V'Rivia, we give chiyus. That's one echetim, that's physically, that's a maisa. A person is, it's Chazal say by, I think it's Chazal by Yetze, or just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Beirei Lamas, Stotzu Tadikim are Beirei Lamas. The koyach of, the ultimate koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayipach Ba'apov, Nishmas Chaim, the Nefesh Chaim, the person has in himself also. The Koyach is, in Peri V'Rivia, it's a Maisa, the Koyach. The Koyach as a Dibur, as an Aficha, lies in Koyach HaDibur. And Koyach HaDibur means in both sides. When a person lends understanding to things, in the positive Oifin, it doesn't mean just saying nice things about somebody. It means Torah is the koyach of giving things meaning, and giving it its mitzias, and bringing it to Karav La'odom. Divrei Torah describe everything. This is a good thing. This is a bad thing. This has a tafkid. This has a tafkid. That Torah is full of diburim and the Mela, everything around him takes on meaning because of Torah. So it gives, Torah gives chiyus to everything because it gives it, it brings its metzias out. That's the positive part of Koyach HaTorah, of Dibur HaTorah. The bad of it, the Koyach of Misa, is when a person is a Baal Lashon Hara. When a person is a Baal Lashon Hara, it's not the pshat that, it's not just the individual averis he does. If a person occasionally speaks Lashon Hara, so those are individual averis, and like every other averis. A Baal Lashon Hara becomes, he loses his koyach. Not only is he not mechaya anything, and not only is he maimus everything this way, he loses koyach achiyus, because his pen no longer can give life to anything. A person who's cynical, who's cutting, who's everything bad, then everything he says, he lost the ability to infuse any meaning to anything. Met somebody once who was being Meisa Nefesh for Abbatzah's Torah in a big way. The person was a very cynical person, a very cynical businessman. Okay, so what's the deal? How much do you get for it? It's the pshat was he no longer had the ability to get, he no longer had the ability to give anything, any chiyus, any toichin. Everything by him was dead. The and that's what Chazal said over here, that the koyach of toiv in Reichel is until a person doesn't bring it out befiv, and that's why in learning and in talking, when a person learns to say things that are toiv, honestly, then the pshat is he gives chiyus to the world around him. The koyach of everything in the world is a daimim until Adam doesn't touch it, and if a person learns to give it its metzias, if a person learns to present things, to look at things, and to bring it out the fiv, the toiv shebedava, that becomes a koyach achiyus. A tool of Rachel doesn't come to a person and doesn't bring out, doesn't tease out of him, then a pasuk tilim was a piece of dead stone. He said, I knew it all my life, backwards and forwards. But until this person didn't come, until the Rachel didn't come, so it had no meaning. The Rachel was the one that brought out the meaning. He brought out the chiyus of Mia Isha Chafetz Chaim had to be brought out by a Hoylech Rachel that brought out the chiyus in the pasuk of Mia Isha Chafetz Chaim.
Right.